Merci.
Hello, and welcome on behalf of everybody else who I know who's just enjoyed that screening of Social Network. And you're here, Aaron Sorkind, you are BAFTA nominated, but you've already collected a whole raft of awards for the screenplay.
It's been very nice, but my father won't believe that I'm a real writer, didn't believe that I was a real writer until I got the BAFTA nomination. The English had to approve. It's very nice.
But it's not a question of it being adapted screenplay. Now, let's go back to the beginning of the screenplay for Social Network, because adapted screenplay suggests that you were adapting from a book, but it didn't work like that, did it?
Well, it was an unusual situation. The way it worked was Ben Mesrick wrote a 14-page book proposal about the founding of Facebook, which he gave to his publisher, Random House. And Random House wanted to set up a simultaneous film deal, so they sent it out to the studios, and that's how it got into my hands. And on page 3 of this 14-page proposal, I said, yes, I want to do this. But I assumed that the studio, Sony, would want me to wait until the book was finished, or at least until the book was begun. But they didn't. They wanted me to start right away. So Ben began researching and writing his book at the same time that I was researching and writing the movie.
And is that becoming increasingly likely in terms of the whole process of the way Hollywood is, that people are so quick to buy kind of ideas about books rather than finished books?
I'm not sure that I'm the best person to ask that question. This is the first time that I had that experience. I'd done one previous adaptation, one of them was my own play. The other one was Charlie Wilson's War, and that book was finished. It was a wonderful book by George Crile. This is the first time I'd had any experience like this.
And so did you make any attempt at that stage, when you were pretty much doing your version of it as well, to contact any of the principals concerned?
All of them. The research that I did, you could put it into three categories. The first was available research. That's things that any of us could get our hands on, including, and most importantly, Mark's blog post that we hear in voiceover at the beginning of the movie, after the first scene with Erica. From time to time, I'll read that character, that Rooney Mara's character, is a fictional character. It's not. It's just a fictional name. There are three names in the story that I changed for various reasons that aren't very important. And that was one of them. And I had, and anyone could have, Mark's blog post, which, as I said, it's almost verbatim that we're hearing it in voiceover. Then there were cartons and cartons of legal documents that I was walked through by two lawyers, one a corporate lawyer, the other an intellectual property lawyer. And finally, most important, was the first-person research, meeting with people, almost all of whom spoke to me on the condition of anonymity, people who had been present at the various events depicted in the movie. And to give you an example of how it all worked, we knew from Mark's blog post that he was drunk that night. He tells us that he is. He says, you may remember, I won't lie to you, I'm pretty inebriated. So what if it's only 9:30 on a Tuesday night? And he goes on from there. So what I had written in the script after that opening scene and after the walk back to his dormitory room at Harvard, that Mark walks into his room, he walks past his computer, he turns the computer on, he walks out of the frame, comes back into the frame, sets a glass down, ice goes in the glass, vodka goes into the glass, orange juice goes into the glass, and he begins typing. And shortly before photography began, we found out that it was beer that he was drinking that night, specifically Beck's beer. And so David Fincher, our director, said, sorry, Aaron, it's going to have to be beer. Let's have him go over to his little mini fridge in the dormitory room. He'll get a beer out. I argued. I pleaded. Please. The important truth is that he was drunk. It doesn't matter how he got there. And making the screwdriver, making the vodka and orange juice, is just visually more interesting than opening a bottle of beer. And David said, I don't care if we know that it was beer, we know that it was Beck's beer, that's what it's going to be. And